yesterday's attacks and other things.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
Think not of those who are slain in Allah's way as dead. Nay, they live, finding their sustenance in the presence of their Lord. The Holy Quran, Chapter 3, Verse 169. Dubai, the fireworks light up the sky with the stunning display of colors. The new year has just arrived. 2016. The neighboring country celebrates the new year in a different manner. Saudi Arabia has a little surprise for the whole world. To begin with, the Saudis execute 47 people in a single day. One of them, Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, a prominent Shia cleric, an Ayatollah. He was arrested in 2012 after protests broke out in the long marginalized oil-rich Shia areas of Eastern Province. During his arrest, Nimr was shot 4 times in the leg. Saudi prosecutors call for Nimr's execution by crucifixion, a punishment that involves beheading followed by public display of the decapitated body. A revered Shia leader of Friday prayers in the Saudi Eastern Province, Sheikh Nimr stayed clear of political parties but demanded free elections. He was regularly detained and tortured for opposing the Wahhabi Saudi government. While willing to publicly criticize the ruling family and call for elections, Sheikh Nimr was careful to avoid calling for violence. For him, the roar of the word against authorities rather than weapons, the weapon of the word is stronger than bullets, because authorities will profit from a battle of weapons. Despite this, he was arrested by Saudi authorities in 2012 on charges of sedition. In 2014, a Saudi court sentenced Sheikh Nimr and his nephew, who was 17 when he was arrested, to death, provoking widespread global condemnations.
My first message is to David Cameron. I say to him now, a little message from our conference, I hope he's listening. You never know. Intervene now, personally, with the Saudi Arabian regime to stop the beheading and crucifixion of Ali Mohammed al-Nimr.
The sentence was upheld last March by the appeals court of Saudi Arabia. Sheikh Nimr was executed on January 2, 2016.
Or an individual who is a leader in the community and lives for long.
Al-Saud no more!
1, 2, 3, 4!
Al-Saud no more!
Who has done nothing but use Islam for security, a regime whose existence is a shame for anyone who claims to be a human on earth. And this regime is none other but Saudi Arabia!
No peace! No justice! No peace! No justice!
Today is a day of mourning. Mark this day, the 2nd of January, the day our own scholar, the day a defender of the innocent was slaughtered to death before our very eyes.
The execution triggered international condemnation, with the harshest reaction coming from Iran. The Iranian Foreign Ministry showed a stronger reaction by summoning the deputy head of the Saudi mission in Tehran to convey the Islamic Republic's objection.
اما عربستان سعودی به دلیل اینکه حیات خودش و منافع خودش رو در بحران آفرینی می‌بینه از این موضوع هم به عنوان بهانه‌ای برای افزایش تنش و درگیری استفاده کرده.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Iran was not alone in denouncing the Saudi execution of Sheikh Nimr. The move also drew condemnation from leading rights organizations in other countries, both in the Middle East and beyond.
utterly and utterly unacceptable that a peaceful dissident like him should have been detained in the first place, but to be executed as well is shameful.
Despite criticizing Saudi Arabia over the execution of Sheikh Nimr, the country's Western allies, including the US and the UK, didn't take any genuine measures to force Riyadh into changing course. David Cameron still faces growing criticism as he continues to stay silent on the execution of the Sheikh, being accused by human rights campaigners of turning a blind eye to Saudi abuses. According to Amnesty International, Saudi Arabia has long been one of the most prolific executioners in the world, with at least 157 executions in 2015 alone. That's while Saudi Arabia executed nearly 50 people on the second day of 2016 to show that it hasn't made any New Year resolutions yet. Despite the Saudis' appalling human rights record, the country was appointed to the UN Human Rights Council 2 years ago. Leaked diplomatic cables have revealed the UK was a key player in the election of this Persian Gulf state. Halil Nour, executive director of UN Watch, said, "Based on the evidence, we remain deeply concerned that the UK may have contracted to elect the world's most misogynistic regime as the world judge of human rights."
We, in November, did a deal with the Saudis that we would back them joining the Human Rights Council of the United Nations, providing they backed us. Now, this sounds a bit squalid for one of the most human rights abusing regimes on earth.
Well, Saudi Arabia is a member of the United Nations, but we completely disagree with them.
Well, why did you want them inside the human rights?
Well, we completely disagree with them about the punishment routines, about the death penalty, about those issues.
Well, why did we do this deal then? I mean, they're not the right sort of people to be doing any sort of a deal on human rights.
Well, we totally oppose their record in that area.
Why did we do it?
Well, I say, we totally oppose their record.
No, but why did we do it?
Well, I've answered the question.
Well, that isn't an answer, is it? I mean, we had done a horrid deal.
The rather prolific Ibn Saud and his sons have left behind plenty of progeny, who constantly jostle for power, influence, and wealth. But it seems that at this point, they're barking up the wrong tree. Few people are now doubtful that the kingdom is responsible for the creation of the Al-Qaeda terrorist organization, which gave birth to terrorist groups including Daesh. Saudi Arabia has openly supported terrorist militants trying to overthrow the Syrian government and is accused of orchestrating terrorist attacks, which claims civilian lives on a daily basis across Iraq. The kingdom is also blamed for sending its troops to neighboring Bahrain to crush the pro-democracy movement there. Needless to say, Saudi Arabia has waged a bloody war on its other neighboring country, Yemen, killing some 7,400 people in the past 10 months since the outbreak of the war. This naive political adventurism has been a futile attempt by the Saudis to hold a wide hegemony in the Middle East. Making rash decisions about national and international affairs, the Saudis have hit rock bottom. They have failed in Syria and Yemen, and the nuclear deal between Iran and the US has weakened the Saudi position in the Middle East. Most importantly, the Saudis' oil-fueled party has ended abruptly, leaving everything in disarray. As per The Economist, the Saudis need oil to be around $85 a barrel to finance public spending and about $60 to keep the current account in balance. The International Monetary Fund predicted 20% deficits when the price hovered around the $50 mark, and today it is around $37. Against such a backdrop, the execution of Sheikh Nimr could function as a red herring for the Saudis. It could distract public opinion from the crimes and scandals the Saudis have committed and caused in the Middle East, and the problems on the way. Now that the House of Saud is losing its foothold in the region, it is an excellent time for them to stir the Sunni-Shia schism, a classic case of divide and rule. By killing a pro-democracy champion, the Saudis want to give other freedom seekers in the kingdom a salutary lesson. The death sentence against Sheikh Nimr Bahr al-Nimr can be explained as part of a campaign by the Saudi authorities to crush all dissent. But they must remember that blood will have blood.
تردیدی نداشته باشند سیاستگزاران و مجریان و سیاست سازان دولت سعودی تردید نکنند که این خون دامن اینا رو خواهد گرفت، پدرشون رو در میاره.